child who's getting punished all the time. But this child is misbehaving, so you're going to speak to this little one. You say, if you do that again, I'll
whip you.
Okay. Would you ever use go and whip you?
No, I'm going to whip you.
You would say what?
I'm going to whip you.
Okay. For someone, let's see, someone who is very much interested in a girl, and he spends a great deal of his time with her so that the neighbors think his intentions must be serious, what do they say he's doing with the girl? He comes to see her a lot and brings her gifts and everything. What do they say he is doing?
Going to see her or going to bribe her.
Okay. And that's good. All right, but now let's say he really likes her. He's seriously interested in her.
So he's really loving her.
Okay. Now he comes to call on her. And is there any kind of familiar term that you've...
Going to take on a date.
Okay. All right. You say... they are... And they like one another, and they go together often. What might you say? They go...
Go out together often.
Okay. Do you ever say go steady?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You said that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so they're going steady.
Okay. Have you ever heard he's courting her?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you say that?
Yeah. He's gone courting.
Uh-huh. Okay. You just didn't think of that one, I guess, did
no.
you? Do you still say that one?
Going, yeah.
Going?
Yeah.
What is it?
Coding.
Mm-hmm. What about sparking? Have you ever heard that one?
No, ma'am.
I don't think that one's used so much. Okay. Now, the girl and the boy who go together, what do they call him, the boy?
Boyfriend.
Okay. Now, the girl is called the...
Girlfriend.
All right. Any other terms that they might be referred to? What about the boy? Might he be called anything else, the young fellow, the young boy? The boyfriend?
Fiancé.
Okay, after they're engaged, yes indeed. Mm-hmm. And the girl, might she be called anything else? Just when they're going together, they're not engaged or anything. Well, girlfriend is good enough. Mm-hmm, that's all right. Now, a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, and his little brother says, "Ha-ha, you've been...
kissed."
Okay, have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
I bet you have. Are there any other expressions or any other words for the kissing?
No.
You sure? Oh, come on, Lucy. I bet you've heard some other terms.
Getting some sugar.
All right. All right. That's a nice
Max one.
That's a good one. Now, if the girl or the boy has asked the girl to marry him and she doesn't, you would say she did what? She
turned him down.
Mm-hmm. Would you? Now, that would be kind of a serious way of saying it. Would there be any way you would joke about it to say what she did after she refused him? She's not going to marry him, so you'd say she really
hurt him.
Okay. Do you ever use any other terms that she did? Another boy comes along, so she has another boyfriend. And about the first boyfriend, you'll say she really
loved him.
Okay. Have you ever heard she jilted him?
No.
All right. Now, at a wedding, we're having a wedding. We'll say they've just been
married.